Meletios Anthanasiades is quick to flash a grin and offer food from his pizza shop, but bring up the topic of eminent domain and his easygoing manner disappears.
It's terrible. It's criminal. It is criminal.
Anthanasiades owns El Greco Pizza at 2nd and Jefferson Streets. He says he's upset because the city seized 7 of his properties, but not the pizza shop, through eminent domain. And he says the city's offered him far less than the properties are worth, and he was counting on making money from the land.
It was my kids' college education, and it was my retirement. I was looking to do excellent in there. And all of a sudden, I'm not allowed to. You're not. I'm nobody. I get kicked out of my land like I don't exist. They're my properties. I own them for 12 years.
When Anthanasiades moved here from Greece in the 70s, he learned English and worked 2 jobs to save money, selling hot dogs by day and delivering pizzas at night. He feels the city has steamrolled over him.
I'm a citizen. I pay taxes. I vote. I have a wife, 2 kids, a mother that love me. I'm human. Who worries about my rights? Well, what the rights do I have as an American citizen? There's no way you can fight it. You can only argue for a better compensation.
Anthanasiades pulls out some blueprints and lays them on the pizza shop counter. He dreamed of building single-family homes on those lots, he says. Now, his only option is to haggle with the city over how much he gets paid. Marwan Creedy, too, has big plans for the land. But his ideas are becoming a reality.
It's all happening. It's called the Tajdeed Project, T-A-J-D-E-E-D, which means renewal in Arabic.
Creedy's the executive director of the Philadelphia Arab American CDC. The group's behind the affordable housing project that will rise on the mostly vacant land.
He was somebody who owned a lot of properties. He was, in essence, speculating that the properties would get higher in value. And his properties, you know, they were pretty junky looking. The only way to get a good project here was to consolidate all the properties into one lot.
Creedy points out that Northern Liberties is just blocks away, and this neighborhood's changing fast. He says the affordable housing will make sure cab drivers and small shop owners don't get totally priced out, and that this neighborhood maintains its diversity. From his pizza shop, Meletios Anthanasiades will watch the housing project go up. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.